Clover Lewis studied fashion design and worked as a costume assistant everywhere from opera houses to music tours. But it was after Clover experienced breast cancer that she was inspired to launch her own business, a stylish swimwear brand for women who have gone through breast cancer surgeries. This is Eureka on Monocle 24. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. This week, Clover shares how she turned a recovery project into an inspiring tale of business success.
I was born in Britain. I was born in London. And I grew up in Canada. I travelled, first landing in Toronto and Montreal for a little while, and then I grew up in Winnipeg, Manitoba, which is a gorgeous flat prairie province in the centre of Canada. Initially, I went to art school, and I went to St. Martin's and studied fine art, and I was working in film production. And my mother became unwell and had a real... with her illness and supporting her, it was arthritis, but it was quite, she was quite debilitated. She nearly ended up in a wheelchair. And having that contact with her put me back in touch with this innate desire to help people through whatever skill it was that I did. And so I retrained as a physiotherapist and was working in women's health, working with loads of women, supporting them with births and, funnily enough, supporting them after they've been diagnosed with breast cancer and their recovery from breast cancer. I always had this strong desire to make and create and to do, and which I really missed when I was working as a physio. So what I did was I took some evening courses and then some short courses at London College of Fashion in corsetry, and I trained and learned how to do period costume. In actual fact, I was working with a lovely lady called Claire Porter, who was the headmistress, wardrobe mistress at the Royal Opera House, and I was one of her students, and that gave me the opportunity to work on costumes that went on stage. And then after that, I also worked with another costume designer who enabled me to work on theatre costumes, but then also on pop promos and pop stars tours. So basically making the costumes for the backing dancers, so embellishing, that's kind of my strength really, because I've had a fine art background and I'm able to look at paintings, for example, the textures, and interpret them into gathers and folds. And I quite like a challenge, and I like a textile challenge. And I think it was actually having the diagnosis of breast cancer that brought all of those things together. So my interest in supporting people medically, my fine art interest and creative interest and desire to make things and do things. The time leading up to it was just amazing, because I was working at, you know, doing the Christmas windows at Selfridges, and I had met the most delightful man in the whole wide world. And so things were great. I had a great creative job and great life, great man. And whilst giving him a hug one evening, I found a lump and did the correct thing, which is went to my doctor right away after being in rigor mortis for 2 days, because, you know, you just don't think, you just don't breathe, really. And I had all of the tests that you could possibly have to find out whether the lump was positive or not. All the tests came back negative. So I was told I did not have breast cancer. However, I knew what I felt and I knew what I had as an experience. So when it came down to it, I had to push to have elective surgery. And that's when it's not done as an emergency. It's actually done when they can fit it in, basically. And after having the elective surgery a few months later, it was found out to be breast cancer, and triple negative breast cancer, which is quite an aggressive form, especially in young women and especially in young women of colour. So I was told had I left it, it would have been a year that I had, but I've now 7 years and still counting. After the surgery, it wasn't the best surgery, unfortunately. The surgeons were great, but the reconstruction afterward failed. So I had to live with a deformity, basically, for 2 years before it was revised. And with that came me going into quite a a sad place. So what happens often when people go through a physical trauma, they retreat into themselves. They pull away from family, from friends. In my case, I stopped exercising because I was in just too much pain. I was quite active, as I spoke about before. And I put on a lot of weight, stopped going out, stopped seeing my friends, unless the friends that I was really, really close to and they came around. And with that, I went into quite a dark, dark, bleak place. But in the process of needing to move on and telling myself that I could move on, I decided that I was going to create a list of things I was going to do. And top of that list was scuba diving. And that's when my journey for looking for swimwear that was fashionable, that made me feel really good, but then also covered up the imbalances and some of the scar tissue and things that come from having breast surgery. I was just distraught. I couldn't find anything. And so I decided, okay, I've got this background. You know, I can work with fabrics. I'd never worked with stretch fabrics before, and they've got a mind of their own. I'm used to working with flat fabrics, you know, that most of your clothing's made from. But I got myself some swimwear fabric. I drafted a pattern. I sewed it on my home sewing machine. And I booked that holiday to Bali, went to Candidasi, and got my paddy open water diving certificate in my bikini, in the first bikini I ever made. And it didn't fall apart. And more importantly, I didn't fall apart when I was walking down the beach and feeling just normal, even beyond normal. I felt really good. I felt really good about myself. I felt good about my body for the first time in years. I didn't let the scars and the impact of having the trauma of breast cancer affect me at that time, because I was wearing something really spectacular, I felt, and I felt really good about it. So, and myself. And that is pretty much the motivation of starting my business.
Clover Lewis on how she launched Clover Lewis Swimwear. Eureka's back next Friday, but before then, tune into The Entrepreneurs on Wednesday. This episode was edited by Toby Hammond. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Thanks for listening.